Dignitaries have gathered in Shanghai today for the opening of the 2010 World Expo, a six-month event aimed at showcasing China's commercial capital. World leaders in attendance include French President Nicolas Sarkozy, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak, and European Commission President José Manuel Barroso. The expo opens to the public tomorrow and is expected to draw 70 million people to pavilions from almost 200 nations during its run through October. We spoke with the editor of Asia News, Father Bernardo Cervellera, who told us more about the ugly violations of human rights that smear the glamorous facade of the event.
The expo, it is like a symbol of contemporary China. In China, there is a very small group of people belonging to the Communist Party who has most of the richness of the country. At the same time, perhaps it is not immediately seen, the expo is also a result of the work of migrants who are paid very, very little and that now are forbidden to stay in the city in order not to spoil the image of the city and the image of China with their poverty and with their demonstrations or with their desire to share much more in the success of China. Because China, they don't want to have activists or perhaps people who can denounce the violation of human rights during the expo. Many activists have been taken and put in so-called black prisons, rooms in which the police can put people without any trial. In this way, the expo will be very peaceful, will be very successful, but the Chinese population will be always detached from what the leadership and what the business community of China is doing.